"Have you tried those pills from New Zealand?" Stone Street asks. Case remembers that his American wife, once the ingenue and a short-lived X-Files clone, is the creator of an apparently successful line of vaguely homeopathic beauty products. Jacques Cousteau said that jet lag was his favorite drug. "Well?" Dorothea looks pointedly at the H&P envelope. Stone Streak blows a stream of smoke. "Well, yes, I suppose we should." They both look at Case. Case looks Dorothea in the eye. "Ready when you are." Dorothea unwinds the cord from beneath the cardboard button nearest Case, lifts the flap, reaches in with thumb and forefinger. There is a silence. "Well then," Stone Street says, and stubs out his silk cut. Dorothea removes an 11-inch square of artboard from the envelope. Holding it at the upper corners between the tips of perfectly manicured forefingers, she displays it to Case. There's a drawing there, a sort of scribble in thick black Japanese brush, a medium she knows to be the in-house hallmark of Herr Heinze himself. To Case, it most resembles a syncopated sperm, as rendered by the American underground cartoonist Rick Griffin, circa 1967. She knows immediately that it does not, by the opaque standards of her inner radar, work. She has no way of knowing how she knows. Briefly, though, she imagines the countless Asian workers who might, should she say yes, spend years of their lives applying versions of this symbol to an endless and unyielding flood of footwear. What would it mean to them, this bouncing sperm? Would it work its way into their dreams, eventually? Would their children chalk it in doorways before they knew its meaning as a trademark? "No," she says. Stone Street sighs, not a deep sigh. Dorothea returns the drawing to its envelope, but doesn't bother to reseal it. Case's contract for a consultation of this sort specifies that she absolutely not be asked to critique anything or provide creative input of any sort. She's only there to serve as a very specialized piece of human litmus paper. Dorothea takes one of Stone Street's cigarettes and lights it, dropping the wooden match on the table beside the ashtray. "How was the winter, then, in New York?"
"Cold," Case says.
"And sad? Is it still sad?"
Case says nothing.
"You are available to stay here," Dorothea asks, "while we go back to the drawing board."
Case wonders if Dorothea knows the cliché. "I'm here for 2 weeks," she says, flat-sitting for a friend.